Okay, as much as I hate to even mention it, we all remember the pandemic, right? The world shut down, we stayed indoors, we didn't do anything, and then flash forward just about 2 years later, poof, the world opens back up, yet we're all caught with this pit in our stomach like, okay, we can go outside and do things now, but what do we do? So it was in that spirit that we partnered up with the Contemporary Arts Network of the Peninsula and Kata Plus, who is the official host of Can Talk, which is their podcast. Contemporary Arts Network curates a bunch of great events around town. They help support the arts, grow the arts, and just have some cool happenings to share. So Kata, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you. It was definitely great to be here, Chuck. Yeah, so one of the things that people say about Virginia, who've been living in Virginia for a long time, is that there's nothing to do here. You kind of got to search for it a little bit, but with the creatorworks.org, we definitely have a long list of things to do.
Awesome. And now that everyone knows why we're here, let's get to it. Kata, what's cooking around town?
Okay, so we have the Ella Fitzgerald Music Festival. That's tonight at 8 p.m. and tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. at the Downing Grove Cultural Arts Center. This is the 25th annual Ella Fitzgerald Music Festival in celebration of the First Lady of Song with the host of shows. I bet you didn't know she's from Newport News.
I'm ashamed, but I did not.
It was over in Carnegie Hall.
We also have Legacy Jazz and the Christopher Newport University Jazz Ensemble. And then tomorrow, we'll have the festival reception. That's $20 and it's at 6:30 p.m. We also have a performance by Good Shot Judy.
And we are going to give you a web link at the end where you can find all the events we're talking about.
Yeah, all the information for tickets at the end. So I hope you don't expect us to say it during this.
We pinky promise. So what else?
80s music fans, Friday is your day. We have Barry Manilow's Wardrobe.
Awesome.
Chuck, you were telling me a little bit about them before. What were you saying about that?
Yeah, if you're an 80s music fan, you've got to experience Barry Manilow's Wardrobe.
Yeah, I've never seen him in person myself, but that's going to be at the Vanguard Friday night from 8 to 11.
Cool. And I see on our list of things Virginia Beach as well.
We have Decks of Tomorrow. That's Saturday from 1 to 5 at Coastal Edge in Virginia Beach. They'll be giving 40 skateboard decks to the kids of Yellow Hab. The skateboards will feature artwork from 757 visual artists. The kids are going to have workshops on building the boards on site, accompanied by musical performances by Community Witch, Andre Love, Coco Mamba, and Bugman. And they'll have a community flea market by Utopia Finney with a skate competition. I know y'all are down for a skate competition, so come out, do your thing.
Excellent. And the next event is this completely awesome rooftop experience Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. with the Contemporary Arts Network. Kata, let's talk about Hexagonal.
Yeah, so this is called Hexagonal, and it's a multidisciplinary program featuring performances by contemporary artists in residence, Denise Battle, Chris ID Jeter, and Tyler Donovan. Now, this is all going to take place on the Assembly rooftop. And there's going to be an exhibition by Heather Beardsley, Dan Flounders, and Garth Fry. All amazing artists.
This is going to be a fantastic event Saturday from 7 to 10 at Assembly. And Chris ID Jeter, I love what he's doing with like music, hip hop, culture, art, and wellness.
I think he's a yoga instructor too.
And he brings it all together in performance art. So you got to check out Hexagonal, and that'll be Saturday from 7 to 10 at Assembly in Norfolk. Kata, we're running short on time. We have so many events that we didn't even get to this week. Where is the website we can go to find out everything going on in the area this weekend?
You can go to creatorworks.org, creatorworks.org.
Kata Plus is the host of Can Talk, the official podcast of the Contemporary Arts Network. And Kata, thanks for stopping by. Hopefully we'll see you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure, Chuck. Let's do it again next week.
And that website, again, in case you missed it, was creatorworks.org. And we'll also have a podcast of today's Can Do segment up on WHRV's website. You're listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 WHRV.